Not happy with it at all, as you can imagine. Second best all over the pitch. You've got to give Burton Albion a lot of credit. They were nice and well organised. They were solid. They hurt us in areas that we didn't do things well enough. We didn't track our runners well enough. We didn't win enough second balls. And we were second best in ball all over the pitch, so you've got to give it credit to them. But also, a lot of that was down to us. You know, we didn't do our jobs properly. The basics weren't there. Our composure on the ball wasn't there. You know, we didn't retain the ball well enough at all. So without the ball, you can struggle to create chances and opportunities. And it ended up a scrappy game for us. You know, they really controlled for large periods, and that's a disappointment.
To go ahead so early, albeit quite fortuitously, how exasperating was it that the team never really created any kind of clear-cut opportunity or tested the goalkeeper from then on?
Yeah, we just lacked intensity. Mm-hmm. You know, you could see me on the sideline trying to get us going, trying to, you know, up the tempo. You know, that's how we want to play. That's how we played at Doncaster. You know, we played particularly well first half with real intensity, real pace, real power. You know, even Nigel said it prior to the game. You know, he was concerned about our pace and our power. But they dealt with it quite easily because we didn't have any pace, we didn't have any power. The intensity was dropped, you know, from what we expect. And as I say, we were second best all over the pitch. You know, their two centre-halves had a comfortable afternoon. Our centre-halves certainly didn't.
And not from a tactical or a set-up point of view, but at times today, the players felt almost quite disjointed. Do you put that down to the intensity as well, or is that down to something else? Can you attribute that rather to something else?
Well, it was always going to be a slightly scrappy game in terms of the conditions and the wind, etc. It was never going to be a classic football match. It was always going to be scrappy, but they dealt with the conditions much better. You know, their decision making was much better than ours. You know, they were quite composed in their possession when they got a chance to do it. As I say, we made a number of poor decisions. You know, we took the easy option towards the end there by playing long balls up to Mika, you know, out of desperation more than anything, when, you know, sometimes just get that extra pass off, get it a little bit wider and put more quality into the box. But it ended up the easy option was just hit the big man and play off the scraps. But, that was never going to work. You know, they were quite happy and dealt with it reasonably well.
And how sorry do you feel for Jack Bonham? Some brilliant goalkeeping from him in the first half to keep you in front on his home league debut, and he comes off on the losing side.
I feel sorry for everybody. I feel sorry for the supporters. I feel sorry for myself. I feel sorry, you know, for Jack, because he shouldn't have that much to do. Yeah. He shouldn't, you know, he should have, you know, limited saves to make. He had far much to do. So, albeit he did particularly well with doing what he had to do. I really don't want to see Jack Bonham playing that well, because he shouldn't really have that much to do.
Yeah. Just quickly, on Tuesday night, you've got Newport County in the first round of the EFL Cup. What's the approach to the cup competitions this season, given the rhetoric about the league has been to try and push for the top half and even a playoff place?
Let's win, eh? Let's win. You know, today's disappointing. We've got to go and win the next football match, and that's on Tuesday. But, you know, that'll be tough. You know, Newport County, you're a very aggressive, you know, very forward-thinking team, put you under pressure. And it'll be a tough game for us. So we've got to bounce back. You know, it's about winning that next football match and putting a team out there that works harder than it did today, keeps the ball better and creates more problems for the opposition, which we certainly didn't do today.